The Volume.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. Visit PaniniAmerica.net today.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe. Totally secure. Super fast payouts. In as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same game parlay bets. Live betting. It's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. This is Prime Cuts, best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. Good week. Playoffs here. Cowboy insider Matt Mosley, thoughts on the Dallas meltdown and Mike McCarthy's future. Dave Wannstedt, all sorts of great info on the Dolphins, Bears, coaching openings. Plus Chad Millman, divisional round sharp or square. But first, my top takes of the week. Couple of things first. In the TV world, you know this, there is a term, jump the shark, for a show that does something so clearly out of good ideas, it can't be taken seriously anymore. That was Fonzie in the old Happy Days show. It was like the fifth or sixth season of Happy Days. There's an episode, he goes water skiing in his leather jacket and jumps over a shark. That's what the entire episode was about. But seriously, the Cowboys quarterback draw with 14 seconds left. It felt like a Mike McCarthy jump the shark moment. Like when you have multiple NFL quarterbacks, former quarterbacks, going onto social media and saying, yeah, it's understood that it takes like 17 to 18 seconds. It really, McCarthy's always been one of those guys. And this is what I find fascinating about the Cowboys. I used to say this when he was the coach of Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. I said, they don't even look like they fit. Like Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers look like they could be snarky drinking buddies. Like Big Ben and Tomlin, kind of tough guys. You could see them over beers. Like Aaron Rodgers and McCarthy, it looked like an actor and a Milwaukee cop. It's like they wouldn't hang out together. They wouldn't be in the same social circle. They wouldn't double date together. Like, for a franchise that is so good at optics and aesthetics, the Cowboys, they are the Kardashians of the NFL. They never leave the house without makeup. Mike McCarthy's just doesn't even fit the organization. And we've all kind of known that. But I thought that quarterback draw looked so disorganized. And then he doubled down afterwards at the podium. There's just no way back from that. Like, there are certain times in your life that you have memories of people that are so strong that they can't overcome those memories. And I feel like that with McCarthy. Everybody in the league that I trust, it's understood in the NFL. Under 15 seconds, you need 30 yards, no timeouts. The sideline is your ally. The middle of the field is your enemy. And McCarthy's been doing this now for, what, 14 years as a head coach? It's just, I can't get past it. I can't get past that moment. Put on a leather jacket, some water skis, and jump over a shark. I can't get past it. About 5 years ago, and Sean McVay had a little to do with this. Sean McVay refused to play starters in the preseason. And a lot of the veteran coaches rolled their eyes at it. Oh, they won't be ready to play in September. Well, that Rams team went 8-0 with Jared Goff to start the season. And it really was a catalyst for change in the NFL, where it is an exception now when a Bruce Arians or a Bill Belichick, a veteran coach, plays starters in the preseason. That is now the exception, the outlier to the rule. Young coaches just won't do it. Matt LaFleur won't do it. Shanahan won't do it. Sean McVay doesn't want to do it. And McVay also believed if you were going to attract free agents, you had to let veteran players practice without pads. Let's have easier practices for an Andrew Whitworth. And it became a talking point around free agents in the league and veteran players is that you can go to Los Angeles and they want you to show up on Sunday and fit into their culture. But the days of banging around in practice, starters playing in the preseason, that's not to say the Rams are a country club, but it makes them very attractive to veteran players, OBJ, Von Miller, Andrew Whitworth, that have options and are now overwhelmingly, when given the option, they want to play for the Rams. And you look around the NFL right now. First of all, almost all the teams left have all their stars left. Even teams like the Packers that lost Za'Darius Smith and Jair Alexander, they're coming back and expected to play Saturday. J.J. Watt, we thought lost for the season. He played Monday night. Derrick Henry, out for the season. Wrong-o, he'll be playing this weekend. So between the medical advances to get players back and the ease and the safety precautions of the rules, equipment, and the standards and practices within NFL teams, isn't it remarkable in a sport with regulated violence how healthy these NFL teams are even after an additional 17th game? Yet, in the NBA, here's the list of stars that are out. Kevin Durant, 2 months. Anthony Davis, Kawhi, Paul George, Draymond, Zion, both CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard for the Blazers, Derrick Rose, Lonzo Ball, Jamal Murray. I mean, I just named 10 of the top 20, 25 players in the league. Certainly 10 of the top 20 draws in the league. So I don't have an answer for it when it comes to the NBA, but the injuries in the NFL, it feels to me, are happening more often early in the season, pre-Thanksgiving, and many of those players return, and the injuries overall are cut way, way back. Last weekend, all starting quarterbacks. This weekend, all starting quarterbacks. When the Rams play the Buccaneers, Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones, and Tristan Wirfs, injured, probably all play. Only Robert Woods is a high-end starter for either team that won't be available. but there is such an embarrassment of riches at wide receiver around the league, the Rams are just fine in that unit. One league's got all its stars, or almost all of them. The other star-driven league is dealing with a lot of understudies, and you wonder why the NFL's pulling away. The media may not want to hear this. Remember how much they complained a few years ago about the Thursday night games? I have talked to more than a half a dozen players privately about this. They love Thursday night games because after the game, it's essentially a second bye week. And that week, that Thursday week, teams don't hit. They put in that game plan before the season. It is the easiest week of the year of practice. So even the NFL on a shortened week has smartly managed that issue. All right, Matt Mosley joining us from Cowboy Stadium. Let's start with the Dak play. What's the explanation? You just talked, Jerry Jones, players. What was the mood like? What were they saying about that mess at the end?
Yeah, they thought, Colin, that they were going to get time. In fact, they thought they were going to put time back on it to get a final play. And Dak even bumped into the umpire at some point. I think the play, what they wanted to happen there is Dak to immediately hand the ball. That didn't really happen. You see players sometimes, you know, throw the ball back to get it spotted in time. It took too long. They felt like that time should have been plenty of time to get the playoff. But what they're basically saying, and McCarthy was upset with the officiating. He thought he really thought he was going to get a chance to run that play there. But if you were watching it live, as I was, and watching it, you were watching it on TV, and the thing was as it was going down, I mean, it obviously was zero. So they felt like it was the official's fault for not getting them set and letting them go in time. So I know you haven't heard anything about any poor officiating last week or so in the NFL. And so there are claims of that now here in Arlington, Texas.
But it is hard. First of all, I don't know why Dak would run. I mean, Jimmy G similarly didn't let Trent Williams get set on a 4th and inches, which is just remedial quarterbacking, high school stuff. Let your tackle get set. If he does, the game's over and Dallas never gets it back. So, and I thought Dak choosing to run, and I'll criticize Jimmy G. Dude, you got 50 starts in the NFL. Come on, you're not a rookie. If you're Mac Jones in that spot, I get it. But I thought Dak choosing to run, I thought it was a really poor decision, was it not?
I guess in his mind, they had enough time and it got them in a position where they had a legit shot at the end zone. And before that play, it was more of a Hail Mary. I mean, they could run five wides, and if they had gotten the thing clocked, you at least have a shot. Is it a great shot? No, but it's a shot. So I was surprised to see it. I mean, in real time, I'm like, what is he doing? Because you know the timeout situation, and you're like, he can't be doing that. And you can't. Here's the thing. Knowing how these officials have been, you can't really, like, put a game in their hands. And if you're going to do that, everything has to go perfectly. You got to get the ball to the official. So, but again, think about how lucky they were even to have a shot. At the end, I mean, think about all the different crazy things that you talked about. One play. Think about all the things that had to happen. And plus, right. This is the Cowboys. This is the Cowboys. We're down. They're down 23-7. The game's over. 49ers fans are celebrating, and then they come back and they give their fans false hope. This is what they do. What was the game earlier this season when they played a pretty good team and got beat here, 25-22? You know, they're down 22-7. Yeah, to Arizona. They're down 22-7. This game, they're down 23-7. It's the same thing. It's like, oh, my gosh, look at the comeback. Well, but when it really matters at the beginning of the game, they're just flat. And McCarthy, I just talked to McCarthy. We just got to visit with him. And he said something along the lines of, yeah, guys, I thought by the halftime we kind of settled in a little bit. We'd settled into this game. I mean, can you imagine being a Cowboys fan and hearing this mess?
Well, Kellen Moore is going to be a hot coordinator on the market. Jerry Jones is aware of that. Jerry said after the game, he had, you know, Mike McCarthy, I read, said no indication he'd be replaced. And you know, cooler heads generally prevail. Jerry has a history of giving coaches an extra year. I mean, Jason Garrett multiple times was on the hot seat. So I don't think McCarthy's going to get fired. Do you see a scenario in which Kellen Moore gets an offer, even if it's a high-end coordinator offer, and bolts, and Jerry goes, okay, I can't lose my next head coach? Is there any scenario McCarthy and his future is foiled in Dallas?
Well, I think it might be more Quinn before Moore. I mean, first of all, I mean, if you watch the play calling today, are people still like falling all over themselves to hire Kellen? I think Quinn just has – Quinn really has Jerry's attention. So I think there's some thought they'll be able to keep one of them. I just don't think – this goes all the way back to Chan Gailey. Jerry's told me many times, well, I felt I made the wrong decision. I gave up on Chan. They went to the playoffs one year. I think they had a winning record. Maybe they were 9-7 or something like that. They go to the playoffs and he fires Chan. And he's always felt bad about that. And so I don't think he has the stomach for firing a 12-6 coach. But have you ever seen a more fraudulent 12-6? Like in NFL history. I mean, six of them are against the NFC East. And you saw the other supposed alleged decent team in the NFC East today just get killed. So that's how they get six wins every year.
Hey, each win with FanDuel means that much more in the NFL playoffs. Yeah, the FanDuel Sportsbook's hooking up new customers. 30-1 enhanced odds for this weekend's divisional playoffs. $5 can win you $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. I like the Chiefs minus a couple of points. I like the Chiefs over the Bills. Just sign up, FanDuel Sportsbook, make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. You know FanDuel Sportsbook, safe and secure, best-in-class customer service, get paid out in as little as 2 hours. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook, right, you already have it, FanDuel's hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. So plus your friend gets $50 too. So don't miss enhanced odds. Always use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game, bro.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right. He knows more and is connected to more people than anybody I've ever met. Super Bowl 27 Cowboys defensive coordinator, former head coach Bears and Dolphins, Dave Wannstedt, which, by the way, I say this over and over, but it's true because Miami can be such a shit show. But you were there for 4 years. How many years did you make the playoffs in Miami?
Well, we were 11 wins, 9 wins, and 10 wins. And we actually only made the playoffs twice. We got eliminated. If they would have had the current system, we'd have made it all 4 years. But we got eliminated. We were the last team, even at 10 wins. There was only eight teams that won 10 games that year, and we were one of them. But for some crazy reason, we didn't get in.
So let's start with the Dolphins, which you have a history. And I say this over and over, is it you getting fired with Miami, the similarity with you and Flores, he's not as successful, but he went on a winning streak at the end, 8 of 9. So I made multiple calls on Flores, and this is what I basically heard, is he's a smart guy and a good coach, but he just wears out the offensive staff. And he was running through coordinators. And Chris Greer is a very likable guy, and they tried over and over, and he was just really difficult. So here's my thing. If you're Miami now, and Stephen Ross runs through coaches, and they just got rid of a coach who won 8 of 9, if you were a top coaching candidate, this is what I always worry about, Dave. If you were a top coaching candidate, you were right now when you were 42, would you even take that job? Has the Miami situation become so toxic
that
they're going to get the sixth best coach on the market?
I don't think so. Not at all. I mean, Chris Greer, I brought him on board when I was the head coach. The way it was structured back then, it was head coach, GM. It's the way Don Shula had it. It's the way Jimmy had it. It's the way I had it. And I hired actually Rick Spielman and George Payton were my two personnel guys. And they did all the personnel work. But we brought Chris Greer on in 2000 and joined our staff as a scout. I know Chris. Chris's father was one of the best talent scouts going way back in the day that there was for the Patriots. So Chris, I think, is a good evaluator. And I look at it this way. If you can't get along with Chris Greer, it's your fault. And, you know, and if you look real close, I think it's a great job because a young talent. There's a lot of young talent. I have been a Tua fan. I think the circumstances that kid was in where it sounds like there was a little bit of a conflict between Brian Flores and Tua. No one has told me that. But if that's the case, even a little bit, that kid's under a lot of stress when you're looking over your shoulder and you think that the head coach may not have confidence in you. So they get the right guy in there. I think that's a program really with the arrows pointing up. And, you know, when I listened to Mr. Ross's press conference, think about it. You're a successful businessman, Carver. And what he was saying was, we won 9 games this year. We can win 9 games in the structure that we have. But for us to be the best and for us to win a Super Bowl, we have to have a working relationship and we have to have everybody focused on the same goal and working together to get there. That's the only way it happens in this league and or in any business. So I get what he's saying. And I guarantee it wasn't just the probably the offensive staff to make a move like this, a move that surprised everybody. They had to, I promise you, they talked to more people than the offensive coaches. I mean, it could have been a situation where they talking to players and all the players are going to say the right thing on video, you know, but who knows right. When you get them one-on-one and you go and you talk to the weight coach and you go and you talk to the trainer and you talk to the people in the cafeteria. Do we have a winning? Is there a buzz here? What we're trying to do? Is everybody excited about what the Dolphins are doing? I don't know. I think it's something that just reading between the lines of what that press conference. That's what he was saying. That we are not all kind of pulling the same direction, and the conflict will hold us back. I call it friendly fire. Friendly fire within a business or a team. Or an organization will keep you from being the very best.
All right, let's pivot to the Bears, which you know well. So the best quarterback won every single division in the NFL this year. Every NFC playoff team had an offensive coach. 75% of the playoff teams in the AFC had an offensive coach. There's a cultural change in the league. So what if the Bears with Justin Fields, and they have to restructure their defense, but what if Dan Quinn or Brian Flores knocks it out of the park during the interview, but you do have concerns about their ability to elevate the quarterback? Because this organization, if they don't get Justin Fields right, Dave, it doesn't matter who they hire. So If you're the Bears and you interview Dan Quinn and he crushes it, but you're like, I'd rather take the second best interview. Do you believe we're getting to a point in the NFL that you just 7 out of 10 times, you got to lean offense? I mean, we see what's happening here. Offensive coaches are winning all these divisions. We see the rule changes.
Well, I think they're winning a division because there's more of them. You know, I got to say this in jest, though, and it's a sad thing because I was – promoting on our Fox shows and everywhere I talk, Vic Fangio. I want to see some defensive guys because I'm a defensive guy. And they said an interesting stat. Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos were the first team to have a top 5 defense and not make it to the playoffs since 1993 and the Bears with Dave Watson. We were 3rd in defense and didn't make the playoffs and everybody's been, I mean, I throw that as a sidebar little story, but I don't think it makes any difference. I mean, if you can get a look, I mean, look who I was fortunate enough when I was at the Dolphins. I had Chan Gailey and I had Norv Turner. I mean, those two guys are excellent. When I got the job at the Bears, I hired Ron Turner, you know, who became the head coach at Illinois. And he's been I don't know. I get what's going on, and I understand that because everybody's thinking in the back of their minds, we don't want to win games 10-7. We want to win games, you know, 35-7. I mean, that's the perception. So I get that, but I don't think it's a necessity. To answer your question, at the Bears, I don't think it's a necessity. The Bears is real simple to me. Here's what's going to happen. They eliminated Ted Phillips from the committee. It's basically two people. It's George McCaskey, the owner, and he hired Bill Polian as the consultant. Bill Polian is going to have the most influence of anybody in hiring the Bills' next GM and head coach. That's Bears, the guy at the Bears. Yeah. And Bill Polian has a great track record. You know, I know Bill well. I think he's very good. But you watch what happened. It's going to be a guy that came up through the ranks with Bill. And I'm not saying it's going to be a guy from Indianapolis, even though they're talking to, I think, two guys from Indianapolis. But it's going to be a guy out of that mold, and then he's going to probably pick the coach. Now, the only thing with the coach, we're talking Bears now, I just say do not take a chance on a guy that's been a coordinator for 6 weeks, okay, or a half a year. Let's get somebody that has a track record over time that we know what his identity is coming in. We know what this guy is going to be. That's what the Bears are lacking right now. And I just hope that they go that direction. And obviously, if it's an offensive guy, the priority is going to be take Brian. You know, I'm a Jim Harbaugh fan, you know, and I've talked to Jim, and, you know, I hope the Bears reach out to Jim. They haven't yet as of today. Okay. Miami, after that Buffalo New England game, Mr. Ross got on his jet. And you know where he went? Buffalo, New York, Sunday morning. Talk to Brian Daboll. I would love it if the Bears – you hire Brian Daboll. I've never met the guy, so I don't have a dog, as they say, in the fight here. If you hire a guy like Brian Daboll with the Bears, you know what you're getting? Obviously, he's an offensive guy. He was with Nick Saban. He was with Bill Belichick. And what you – and he's taking a quarterback that's an athlete that can run, and he's taking his whole game to another level. I don't know. That's the direction that I hope the Bears go.
All right, Chad Millman, Sharper Square. He's the chief content officer of the Action Network. All these current odds are FanDuel odds, by the way. Okay, so last week, I like Cincinnati as a favorite and the Rams as a favorite. And then I like dogs, and I got my arse kicked. So I was 2-2 overall. I was 4-0 on outcomes. So this week, I like all the favorites. That almost never happens with me. So I'm very uncomfortable with that. Beat up Niners off a dramatic win. Healthiest the Packers have been all year. Rested. I like Green Bay -5.5. What are the sharper square?
So... This is a hard game. It's a really hard game, and there is no real consensus on this. The wise guys desperately want to bet the Niners at +6, and they generally are. But you're not going to find anyone who is sort of saying, "Oh yeah, this is why." Right? The wise guys want to bet him because it's a big number for a Kyle Shanahan team that has played well against the Packers before. The health of Jimmy G here is a real concern. And not just his hand, but did he injure his throwing shoulder? You've got below zero temperatures. Can you expect the Packers to just dare Jimmy G to throw the ball and then sort of try to eliminate what makes Kyle Shanahan so great as a schemer? And I mean that in a good way. And as a play caller, which is taking advantage of what his offensive line and sort of that zone blocking in the running game can do. So the Niners are the right side because it's a big number for a really good team. You're probably going to get Bosa back. Fred Warner is definitely going to be back. But it's not one that makes anyone comfortable. So your equivocation here, which is what I'm doing, is more, it's more fair.
Best bet of the week, Kansas City -1.5. There's some numbers that tell you that Kansas City has righted the ship. Josh Allen performances tend to be spike struggle. I think there'll be some pretty good pressure applied to him with Kansas City's front. I do like over the last couple of games, Buffalo did really make a movement toward being more balanced. They were running the ball more with Moss and Singletary, more trying to be less dependent on Josh Allen. But as Greg Cosell says, they are still the most quarterback dependent team in the league. I like Kansas City to win by a touchdown. A lot of points, a lot of fun, sharper square.
So I'm going to equivocate a little bit here. I agree with you. I like the Chiefs. My professional betting friend, Simon Hunter, loves the Chiefs in this spot. The wise guys collectively have been coming in on the Bills. I think you and I and Simon are all in the minority here. And this is what we call a pros Joe's game. If you look at the tickets, it's coming in on the Chiefs. If you look at the money, coming in on the Bills, the line. That's why it's dropped. It was at 2.5. Then it went to 2. Unfortunately, I bet the Chiefs at -2. Now it's at 1.5. And a lot of the professionals are actually just betting the Bills to win outright. I think there is a lot of irrational exuberance that is happening for the Bills right now. You ask a lot of professionals, they say they're their top rated team. I am going back to the basics. If you're telling me I'm getting a once in a generation quarterback at home who is a two-time defending conference champion against a team in the Bills that, as good as they are right now, and we all believe they're great, still didn't do the things they needed to do to put themselves in a position to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They lost to the Jags, right? That was the game to me that it's going to come back and bite them a little bit. I think they're going to look back at that and say, wow, we were not consistent enough. We were not good enough. They are built to beat the Chiefs. That is the one thing they have focused on. I don't think it will be enough. I am with you. We are making an executive decision. We are overriding what the wise guys are showing us. We're on the Chiefs.
Go to the YouTube page, look up The Volume Sports, click that red button. Also Instagram, rate, review, subscribe at The Volume Sports. Talk soon. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.